Yeehaw! Hang on for the wildest podcast in the West! It's the Disney Nerds Podcast!
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. Once again, at the crossroads of the world, it is late August 2017, time for another Hollywood Studios walkthrough with none other than Johnny Hollywood, John Kapos. What is up?
Nothing too much. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. It's great to be here, although in August / September of 2017... it feels like a lot of things have come to an end here at Hollywood Studios.
To be honest, I thought last time capsule we did was rock bottom, but I think you and I would agree that this is rock bottom for the old Hollywood Studios.
For the old Hollywood Studios, the announcement at D23 of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad, which, by the way, the announcement did not include any mention of the Great Movie Ride, but we all knew that new attraction, as cool as it sounds, Mickey and Minnie getting an attraction here at Hollywood Studios, meant the end of the final original opening day attraction at Hollywood Studios, which was the Great Movie Ride.
Correct. That was the last opening day attraction. Indiana Jones had test and run-throughs, but it wasn't officially open. The Great Movie Ride was the last official opening day attraction.
So if you have an opening day map of Hollywood Studios right now and you unfold that map, nothing on that map exists today from an attraction or show point of view.
Absolutely not.
Which is sad in one aspect. However, as Walt always said, things will continue to move and continue to evolve. But I thought let's do a walkthrough and talk about some of this, because there are some things that were exciting and new for the summer, like the music of Pixar Live, a symphony of songs. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it's lasted longer throughout the summer because of certain other things closing. So,
well, but that's okay. It gave us something, and it was really cool to see a live orchestra playing Pixar music with the films playing behind them. It was really cool. Let's go ahead and head down Hollywood Boulevard and see what we see.
Absolutely.
Do you believe it wasn't that long ago we were looking at a hat right here?
I know.
Seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
And waiting for Star Wars weekends, dessert parties, and Frozen.
Yeah, so
summer fun.
I think we said it last time. That's why we did these time capsules. Because you can go back and listen to those. Because Star Wars weekend was something unique that I don't think will be repeated.
No, and it's like, you come down very frequent. And when we talk about you coming down, when you're here, we're like, well, you're coming back in October. That's not going to have enough stuff to do a time capsule. And it's amazing that there's things that are closing, how quickly, and new things are being added. So
It has been. And we were talking on the ride over here about how things have changed, because the hours have been cut back a little bit here now, haven't they?
Absolutely. And it doesn't sound like it's major attractions, but the Path of the Jedi show, which there was some audio from a walkthrough we did earlier, now
closes
at 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few minutes, we invite you to join us for Disney Movie Magic, a celebration of Disney live-action films. Please note that for the show, lighting in the area will be reduced.
So there's something we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
The Disney Movie Magic. So this is another projection show, which is just about to start. We're standing right in the middle of, at the crossroads.
Yep.
Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard. Maybe we should listen into this because this is new and we haven't heard this before on the show.
Sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool to be able to walk right into that. Now, one of the before this starts, one of the things that you and I had talked about was the hours here and that they've cut back on some of those hours. And it's almost like if you rerun the clock a couple of years, Animal Kingdom was the park that closed early.
Oh, absolutely.
And this was open late. We've completely switched that. But 2 years from now, when you're listening to this show, I think it'll be back to the way it is now, which is it's going to be open late because Star Wars Land's going to be open and Toy Story Land's going to be open. And it's going to be really cool as far as what's happening.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of rough times right now, but just if you're coming down in the fall, just keep in mind that the Path of the Jedi will be closing at 6, and the biggest one, I think, is the launch bay. So if you want to meet Kylo Ren or Chewbacca or BB-8, which is brand new, you need to get here around 5.
Which is interesting because of then wanting to watch the Star Wars fireworks. It's difficult to plan the day here, right?
No, absolutely.
But again, it's temporary. It won't last forever.
And I would say this much. Getting around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, after you pass Sunset Boulevard, the park's a ghost town. Like, I wouldn't be surprised seeing him if Muppets closes at 6 as well. Because I don't see anyone going down that far in the park at 8 o'clock at night.
We'll get to Muppets very soon in our conversation. So one thing to point out, we talked about Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. This projection show that we're about to watch, along with the Star Wars projection show, along with Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, which they're doing for Christmas, has pretty much assured that the facade of the Chinese theater isn't going to change much when it comes to Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
Absolutely. I to be very safe, it's here definitely through the holiday season, because Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is confirmed to come back this holiday season.
Which, you know, still nothing on the Osborne lights, no location. I was hoping for something for 2017. I guess we'll wait another year.
Well, I know when we walk down by Muppets, I do want to point out one thing that could be a tribute to One Man's Dream.
To One Man's Dream or to...
Oh, I'm sorry, to Osborne lights.
Osborne lights, right. So, 2 minutes for the show here. I set up my tripod while we were talking right there, which is really cool.
Typical Sam fashion.
Boom, boom, boom. Tripod set up. Let's go ahead and record this.
But I will say this much. If you want a Main Street at night after the fireworks kind of feel from 6 p.m. to closing, it's absolutely Sunset Boulevard. That's where the action is. You have Tower, you have Fantasmic, you have the orchestra.
And those things, not much has changed down there.
No.
What's going on with Club Disney? How was that this summer? Have you been back there?
It's been closed since 1 week of Easter. So hopefully it comes back the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's. So they still run Club Villain. There's no really big promotional stuff about Club Villain, but it's available every week. So
all right, which is very good. I mean, it's a popular thing to do, an evening dessert party. They're still doing the Star Wars dessert party.
Absolutely.
Inside of Launch Bay.
And then when Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam comes, they will have the dessert party outside in front of the Chinese theater.
That's what they did last year, which is kind of cool as long as the weather cooperates.
Absolutely. And Frozen Summer, Frozen Sing Along at the Hyperion Theater is still the same.
So without walking down Sunset Boulevard, any other changes along there as far as shops or restaurants or that
Everything.
End of the park? All right, here we go. That end of the park
Ladies
has remained pretty much untouched.
Boys and girls, welcome to Hollywood. Not a place on a map, but a state of mind that exists wherever people dream and wonder and imagine. A place where illusion and reality are fused by technological magic. We welcome you to a Hollywood that never was and always will be. Disney's Hollywood Studios presents Disney Moving Magic.
Well, of course, the big important for me but it's the one that you're going to see right now. Trust me.
Thank you. Guardians of the Galaxy.
So we're saving the galaxy again? I guess. Awesome! We're really gonna be able to jack up on Bryson for two time galaxy savers.
So what should we do next? Something good? Something bad? Bit of both?
Bit of both! He looks like Mary Poppins.
Is he cool? Yeah, he's cool.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
Star Wars Lands opens and it's not a Star Wars show.
Well, I think when you get back to it, that projection technology means a couple of things, and I think I mentioned it beforehand. That facade is not going to change because of the investment Disney's made in that projection mapping.
Okay.
I mean, that wasn't cheap to do that. It's cool, and it's video that can be swapped out. Now, that particular one, as we walk back towards Echo Lake and back towards the back end of the park, that, to me, felt like a tribute to the great movie ride, almost.
Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't it? You got Mary Poppins. You have so many references. A big Indiana Jones scene. You got Pirates of the Caribbean, and it reminds me of the legend of Jack Sparrow that used to be back here in studios. You have so many references. I love the Tom Hanks as Walt in there. I thought that was really cool. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The first appearance we've seen of them here at Studios with the meet and greet and now being part of that.
And how cool is it, would it be New Year's Eve to have a Tron New Year's Eve party with that kind of music?
It could be cool. Tron was cool in there. It's definitely cool across the board. And that's really sort of a pre-show to the Star Wars fireworks, if you think about it, right?
Yep, and the dessert party for Star Wars was getting in their spots in the middle of the show as well. So
right. And right now, so that just went, Star Wars fireworks start at 9, that was at 8:40. we're headed towards the back of the park, and this place is really empty.
Yeah, it reminds me back when we were talking about it being open 2 years ago, late at night, and they used to have 3 hours of extra magic hours at night, and they were open till 1 a.m. by midnight.
Well, when there's only five attractions and five shows, there's only so much
you
can do.
It's amazing when you think about it and you count what there is to do here. It's five attractions.
And you know, it's rock bottom, and that's what we said. It's only going to get better from here, John.
Yeah.
Brighter days are ahead, my friend.
No, absolutely.
And that said, there are still some questions I have as we walk through here, because we're walking past the old ABC soundstage, which is still Path of the Jedi, which that audio was on a previous time capsule. What happens to this when Star Wars Land opens?
Yeah.
What happens to Launch Bay?
What happens to Star Tours?
What happens to Jedi Training Academy? Yeah. Does Star Tours, I mentioned it on a previous show, so if you're a listener, you've heard me say this. I specifically asked at the D23 Expo, what happens to Star Tours in Hollywood Studios when Star Wars Land opens? How does it tie in? And they really didn't have a good answer, so I don't know that they know.
I think it's gone.
I don't think so. I think it can be a transport on the edge, which, by the way, it looks like there's really no line for it right now. Backlot Express is empty, might even be closed.
Olaf has a 5-minute wait.
Olaf, that was pretty long earlier this week when I was here with the family. That background music feels really loud.
Yeah.
Is that just because there's nobody back here?
Everything sounds loud back here where there's nobody.
The one part here, as we look at Star Tours with Jedi Training to the left, which was recently redone, by the way. You remember they rebuilt this and made it look pretty cool.
In 2015.
15, that was? Feels like just yesterday, doesn't it, John? I could see that easily moving into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
No, absolutely. I just think Star Tours is gone, but I think you're right about that stage. I think Path of Jedi leaves, obviously. So it'll be interesting. They're going to have some kind of stage show like that.
Okay. We are right now standing, walking towards the exit of Tatooine Traders, looking at what used to be the Streets of America, and there's a few things that we'll point out. First, we're going to go to the spot where we've been standing here. Number one, I see cranes. I see three big cranes in the background. I see Muppet Vision with a brand new, and John pointed out there's four of them. How about that? John pointed out that the Muppet Vision 3D has a new sign. It's the Grand Arts Presents Muppet Vision 3D, which is sort of interesting. The old sign that once upon a time had Jim Henson's signature across it, that was removed. That sign's gone. But I think more importantly, as we look across above the construction walls, because you can clearly see that from standing here at the exit of Tatooine Traders, what used to be the Chevy building, we'll call it that because it had a Chevrolet logo on top of it here on the Streets of America. That building was never taken down. And in fact, that building appears to be under reconstruction and is back looking much like it did, but different than it did.
I will say, anyone that knows me, the Streets of America was my thing. And for that facade to be up after everyone was taken down, it was just a waiting game for me to be more disappointed. But I'm very, very happy. When they got that new paint job, I'm like, it's staying.
And there's some construction to the left of that, and we're hearing rumors that have not been confirmed that that's an extension of Muppet Courtyard, and there might be some Muppet things themed around these buildings. We're not sure yet. But anyway, look at it. There's a little bigger, which might be the queue into Galaxy's Edge when you think about it.
Well, you can see, I always thought for the last 5 months that this was going to be the entrance to Galaxy Edge, and it was going to expand back behind Muppet Vision, which is not true. This is the side. The entrance is going to be where the old studio backlot tour is.
So the end of Pixar Place type of a thing. Yeah, right. Okay.
And you can see the barrier wall that's going to be placed up.
We have 5 minutes of the Star Wars fireworks. We've had that on the show before. Let's go ahead and take a break from recording, and then we'll pick up back on the other side of the great movie ride near Toy Story when we come back.
Let me point one more quick
thing.
The whole Chevy facade.
Yes.
wouldn't be surprised if they put a little bit of Christmas lights on it this year as a tribute to the Osborne Lights.
That would look cool.
I'm not going to say their dance, but I think that's...
You know, that would be really cool if they did. There's a lot of construction going there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, let's I just want to put my two cents.
All right, we'll see you guys after Star Wars fireworks.
Please join us as Disney's Hollywood Studios proudly presents Star Wars, a galactic spectacular.
May 1977, a triumphant moment in screen history. At the world-famous Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California, Star Wars premieres, transporting audiences with these simple words. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Does a thunderous applause. No, I think I can handle myself.
The possibility of successfully navigating the asteroid field is approximately 3,151.
Never tell me the odds.
Come to me, we got no rest.
joining us for Star Wars, a galactic spectacular. Now, please make sure to gather all of your belongings and enjoy.
Okay, Star Wars fireworks have just finished. We're still here in Hollywood Studios, standing in front of what was once known as the Great Movie Ride, looking at signs that aren't there anymore. Banners that say coming attraction, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. I love the little sign here in front of it, you know, closed as we expand. The Chinese Theater is still completely intact, other than the sign that said Great Movie Ride is gone. The handprints are still here. I know that was a question a lot of people had. Will they still be there?
Yeah.
And for now, they're absolutely still here. And during the day, you can indeed go up to them and still see them.
You can absolutely go up to the doors of the Great Movie Ride as well. So,
Not that there's anything to see.
No. Not at all. They're taking down the displays of Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I sort of noticed that. And I guess I'm not surprised. I'm sure that stuff will go back to the Disney archives, which is where it came from. There's still some in there. I'm sure that will be replaced, and we'll see something themed at Mickey Mouse in the windows of that. Which, you know, I'm okay with. I'm not sure that I'm 100% sold on the new styling of Mickey.
Yes, I agree.
Even my children, who are very big Mickey Mouse fans, as I am, see Mickey Mouse Clubhouse as the current Mickey.
Yeah.
And with Disney Jr. being right over there, I can completely get that. All right, as we make our way down the back here. One man's dream. Still there. However, the signs are gone and it's completely covered in... what do you call that? You call that the wrap that they put around something when it's under construction because they don't want to build a wall?
Right.
Although, from one man's dream, left of it, you can already slightly tell that the building is being completely removed. So this is what used to be the Jack Sparrow, and before that it was the Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving forward, because all we see here now are signs for Toy Story Land. Is this the entrance to Toy Story Land?
Yes, this is the entrance.
So basically, if you think walking towards Toy Story, which is straight ahead of us right now, and on the right-hand side was sort of the small... little alleyway with the restroom on the left, and on the right for a while was lots of different things, and I just mentioned a lot of those. That is coming down, and this entire entrance will be expanded, and that will be the entrance to Toy Story Land.
During the day, you can see that this building is cut in half. So, my mainstream is going away for a preview center that will display Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land. Displays and what's coming
soon.
So
you say that One Man's Dream's going away. We've talked about that before on the show. Right now, and since Moana came back here, it has been turned into a queue for a meet and greet, and right now it's the Guardians of the Galaxy that are back there.
Correct. The Epcot display with the stamp boardwalk talking about the project of Epcot is under construction walls.
Yeah, so if you remember walking through One Man's Dream, on the left-hand side were pictures of Walt doing the what looked to be the presentation for the Florida Project, which is the classic Disney World or Florida Project.
That was my favorite part.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the last things Walt did, which, by the way, was written by Marty Scarr, the presentation there. Not sure if you knew that, but that's a side note.
Cool.
That entire thing is gone. It's behind walls. Hopefully that's where the model of Toy Story Land and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, that building's being taken down. The only thing that just really disappointed me when I went through One Man's Dream the other day, John, there's a gift shop in there for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. It's been out. It's just out on Blu-ray.
I've not seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but let's make our way down to the end here, and that's where we'll wrap up. We're walking past Toy Story Mania. And it's weird that it's so quiet, but that's because Star Wars fireworks are over, so the park's closed, and there's not much happening back there.
Sam, when's the last time, when the park closed, whatever time, there was no one waiting for somebody to come out of Toy Story Mania?
Yeah, you're right. There's nobody here waiting. I see a couple of people trying to get on. I'm not sure if they're going to or not, but there's no queue whatsoever, and there's nobody waiting.
Nope.
Typically, there would be strollers parked everywhere waiting for people to get out of there. I think it's a classic. The fireworks are over. They're out of here.
So we're looking at this big building that's being constructed.
Straight ahead at the end of Pixar place. Although I do want to point out, Cruz is over here. Cruz Ramirez,
yeah,
from Cars 3 is hanging out. And there's a couple of other things they've added down here. The wall has gotten closer to us straight ahead.
Absolutely.
However, as we look forward over that wall, you can clearly see the metal structure and framework of buildings.
Yeah. And I think that's the Avatar, what we talked about the last time capsule, is that's the Avatar wall in the back, the main building that hosts the attractions, and then you work out from that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You got the big building in the back, that's where your attraction will be, and then you add your mountainscapes, your scenery around that, and you come towards us. Yeah. So it's there, it's a skeleton, there's not much to see, the construction wall's still here. The only reason I think it's down this far is because of the exit for Toy Story's third track.
I will say this much. If you go during the day and you go out of the Muppet, if you do Muppet Vision 3D and you
right.
go out the exit, stop, turn around, and look to your right, you'll see through the building that we're talking about right now, the structure, and you can see the AT frames of the AT-AT walkers.
Yeah, so. Which is really cool. The frame of the AT-AT walkers, that's pretty sweet. Not long ago, we were talking about seeing the Muppet Vision hot air balloon through here.
Yeah. That's gone, too.
Well, that's been gone, but you know what? You can tell now, based on how they're building things, that would have tremendously distracted from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, that's for sure.
And it's amazing going to the studios as much as I have and knowing that we were going to do this time capsule. I saw Sam's Disney Diary, episode 59. And everything that he was going to miss.
It was the five things I would miss from Hollywood Studios, and at the time, they weren't all gone. And I thought, there's no way they can take away the writer's job.
Yeah. That's completely gone, which is coming
not only completely gone, but completely rethemed. The sign's gone. You can't tell it was ever anything.
It's... I know it's going to be great, but I am to a point of going here every week. I want to see something open.
Well,
the last thing that's open in this park.
So I'll give you the music of Pixar Live, mm-hmm. and I'll give you the projection show we just watched. So they're trying.
Yeah.
All right? They're trying. However, what I'll really give you is we walk back through Pixar Place, and on our left is Toy Story Mania, on our right is the meet and greet for Buzz and Woody. And I believe that where we're walking right now isn't going to be here when Toy Story Land opens.
No, because even the first rumor that we heard when it was announced that this was going to be backstage.
This area is backstage. So basically, when you enter Toy Story Mania, you're going to be entering on the other side of the building into what looks to be Andy's Toy Barn or Andy's house or something along those lines through the queue area that takes you around to this back door that we had been using. Which basically means, if you think about it, as we approach back to the Joffrey's Coffee on our right, behind the Chinese Theater on our left, and straight ahead is where that Jack Sparrow building used to be. And you can tell behind those walls, you can see through it,
absolutely.
That the building is gone.
Yeah.
This is going to be widened. And straight through that wall, that's where the track for the Slink Dog coaster has been finished. It's completed. The last piece is in.
And there was an article out today that they're putting on the roof of the Alien Spin Ride. So
nice.
That's good news as well.
Which we haven't heard a lot about that Alien Spin Ride.
No.
Since the beginning, I've been saying that's the East Coast Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. I don't know if that's going to be true or not. I would like it to, but anyway you look at it, it's a nice, it's something else to do here, which we desperately need.
Yeah.
We're also hearing that we're talking about Spring 2018. Spring to Disney can mean anything from, let's face it, April to July in some cases.
Yeah. Well, they like to have a May press event.
Every Memorial Day weekend, they do the press event when they announce all
Avatar
the new things for the year.
Avatar Pandora opened.
Right, and that's when that music of Pixar Live thing started. That's when all these new things were announced. So we're hoping for that. So we're hoping that the next walkthrough, there's going to be some really cool things to look at, and what we're looking at right now, which is a big wrap that's all the way around the building, will be open, completely themed for Pixar. There might even be some type of a wall built here where right now it says Pixar Studios, and we'll be walking into an unbelievably immersive Toy Story Land.
The key is immersive. I want immersive, so.
Well, and if you look at the concept art, I think we have it. And if you take anything from Pandora, you know that Pandora is just amazing when it comes to that. Now, it's interesting because I thought that these buildings, talking about Jack Sparrow next to One Man's Dream, next to Little Mermaid, and then ultimately Launch Bay, I thought that that was all one building, but apparently it's not if they're taking down this one piece without interfering with One Man's Dream, which won't be One Man's Dream when it's done, but it will be a preview center, correct, which draws a parallel to California Adventure that we've known about before, which is a blue sky cellar, which is all the cool things coming, and that park's been completely turned around, and we can hope that that's happening here.
Well, you've been to DCA, I've been to DCA. If the Muppets Courtyard does not have a DCA feel, I don't know what does.
Oh, it absolutely does. When you look at it, it feels a lot like that. Absolutely. We're looking at the concept art for Toy Story Land right now, and I'm still having problems imagining exactly where this entrance is, because it's just off the bottom of this where you're going to come around, where you're going to enter. It's not exactly in the concept drawing. What we're seeing is the Slink Dog coaster, the Alien Spinner. It looks like, I would expect some of those are the meet and greets. And I think over there on the left is going to be your entrance into Star Wars Land when it's all said and done.
I think that's going to be the main entrance.
To Star Wars Land?
Because if this is the track, this has to be... Because if you put your camera down on the ground, right where where we were talking about the entrance being, you can see track going right to your face.
And that would be this turn.
Yeah.
Or it could be this loop over here. Hard to tell. Not loop, but a spin on the ground. Hollywood Tower of Terror. We see that in the distance.
Yeah,
looks good as ever.
The one thing that's been consistent with this walkthrough is that sunset in Hollywood Boulevard has not been changed.
Yeah, which is a good thing. With that, dude, let's listen to a little background music, and then we'll... unless you have anything else to add.
I was going to say, if you're debating what time to come here in the afternoon to get
everything
done...
That's a great question. So if you're touring here, I will give you what I did earlier this week with the family, and then you give me your thoughts.
Okay.
Go for it.
If you want to see everything, you've got to be here by 4 o'clock, because that's the last march of the First Order. And then the 5:30 is the last show of the Galaxy Far, Far Away show. So if you're trying to do everything, you have to be here by 4 and get that done. And then you can do the attractions within 3 to 4 hours.
So earlier this week with the family, we had fast passes laid out. We had a fast pass for Toy Story Mania, which is still probably the go-to fast pack here. Mm-hmm. Unless you're after Rock and Roller Coaster Tower Terror. Mm-hmm. Right?
Those are the three.
Those are the three. Star Tours is still there. That's your fourth thing. And then what's the fifth? Indiana Jones? Or do you consider the Pixar thing?
Pixar doesn't have fast passes. Fantasmic, but that's in the tier.
Well, Fantasmic's a nighttime show, and it's unfortunate that you can't see all of Fantasmic and the Star Wars fireworks.
Yeah, that's pretty...
One's at 9, one's at 9:30, and they time themselves so you can't see them both, which is unfortunate. But I'll tell you this, after seeing Fantasmic 2.0 at Disneyland, I'm not worried about this Fantasmic for a little while.
No. And that could be a whole different show.
It will be, at some point.
The West Coast is... catered to you compared to the East Coast.
All right, we're headed back out. We did a little loop. There's not all that much new to point out or changed. It's all good.
Yeah, it's
rock bottom, John. It's going to get better from here, I promise you. The next time we talk, we're going to be talking about how excited you are and the new things that have been announced or opened or what's changed. It's coming.
And one quick thing, and then we'll get off the air. The parking lot is a complete mess as well. That's totally...
Well, the parking lot, the entranceway, there's lots of construction out there, which, you know, ultimately ties into a D23. We heard about this Star Wars hotel, which is going to be near here. We don't know exactly where yet, and construction hasn't started yet, but there's a lot going on around this park. Gondola systems being put in. It's tremendous what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm past the announcement stage. I want something to be open stage.
I'm with you. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Remember, the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, the Facebook group Disney Nerds, all capital, the Disney Nerds at yahoo.com. Thank you guys for listening. John, thanks.
appreciate you having me on the show.
Take Absolutely. Care. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great night.